Jim Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight on this Wednesday, talking Mercer County wrestling with 170-pound sophomore Steve Speaker. He's having a good year, 33-14. Of course, his dad is the head wrestling coach. His little brother also is in the program. Steven, nice going last weekend. You finished second at the regional. I know you fall just a bit short in the championship match, 4-2. What did you think of your weekend last weekend?
I think I wrestled pretty well. Finals match, I was a little upset with the outcome, but other than that, I think I wrestled pretty good.
Well, I know last year as a freshman, you missed out on the sectionals, but I assume you probably learned some valuable lessons as a freshman. How important was that for you last year in terms of a learning experience? Sometimes you have to take your lumps, and hopefully you can learn from some of those moments. Did you do that?
Oh, yeah. I took my lumps last year, and now I'm just trying to bounce back.
Well, and you probably can provide a little bit of a lesson for your little brother. He was put in a similar situation this year. We're talking about Seth Speaker. What did you have to tell him? I know he had to fill in a little bit for a pretty good wrestler in Caden Harmon. So what about little bro?
Yeah, I just had to tell him to keep his head up no matter what, how the outcome went for him. If he either got he lost or he won, just keep moving forward and keep your head up.
So there's three speakers in the wrestling room, Seth, Steven, and Father Steve. Tell us a little bit about the family relationship, you know, in the wrestling room and how important the sport of wrestling is to the Speaker family.
We have our family moments in practice. Sometimes we get into it, but other than that, we're pretty good. We get along with each other. Seth and I do a lot of off-season work, so it's been really important to us how well we do. So,
well, and then how much added pressure do you feel a little bit knowing that your dad is the, you know, head wrestling coach? So you're kind of wanting to live up to the expectations of the program, but then also your dad is kind of the head wrestling coach too. So what about dealing with that?
I mean, I try not to think about it, but there's a little pressure there. There's not much. I try to not look at it, really.
A lot of guys came through last Saturday, didn't they, as the Golden Eagles win the team title. So you go to the dual team sectional, I think, on February the 21st. 155 yep. points you score. What about some of the other kids? They really stepped up, it sounded like.
Oh, yeah. Even the kids that lost in the first round, they won their wrestle back. And all the kids that made it into the finals needed what they needed to do in the semis. And, yeah, it was just all we wrestled well.
All right, tell us about the 170-pound weight class up at Byron. My friend, that's a meat grinder. There's a lot of talent with that, you know, coming out of that those other regionals that feed into that sectional. So, Steve Speaker, man, what is it going to take on Friday and Saturday to get on to the next weekend and get down to the State Farm Center and wrestle at State? How are you going to do that? Tell us about getting up, getting ready for this weekend.
Just stay focused and hard wrestling ahead of me. Just take one match at a time and just wrestle. Have fun. And hopefully I can open up, score some points.
Well, Steve Speaker's having a nice sophomore season, 33-14. He finished runner-up at the regional last week at 170 pounds, losing the championship match of 4-2. Steven Speaker and all the Speakers, right? Good luck this weekend. Hopefully the Eagles are able to come through up at that sectional at Byron. Good luck.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor with High School Sports Spotlight.